pretty sure at some point in this song he said Venkman got that yayo, and I'm trying to decide if, you know, if famed Ghostbuster Dr. Venkman. Would have been Holden. Oh, it's a lot of cars. Well, it's so many cars. I just have to turn out into these cars. Here we go. Here we go. Here's our window. Ooh. Side route, activate. Punch out of this traffic. Here we go. Wow.
Chandler's called Strays. Rich, nice pick. What do you think of that, Nigel? What do you think of this song?
He got some lines, you know. If you ask me what I ride, I don't know. You know, I'll have to hear it a couple more times to give a real constructive criticism. So I don't like shooting anybody down. It feels good, you know. I like his voice. He came in a little strong, you know, like he was.
He is thinner.
Like,
he stepped on that beat, right?
I got Detroit, so yeah, he got potential. There's some kids out of Detroit I like too. Maybe with the voice cash out.
Wonder what you think of that Chavis. That Chavis Chandler.
It's good. It sounds like the new Slum Village kind of sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
J Village.
Like, maybe, you know what I'm saying? The drums are hard and the sample, the bass wasn't filtered out. I like that. Most people just take the bass out and put 808s on everything. Now that sounds like a warm track.
You know, I was talking to someone this weekend, EVP of the music business and been behind a lot of strong records. I won't say his name. But he's a music guy, and we were talking about rap and singing, and he was like, you know, Sway, nowadays nobody, the singers aren't singing anymore, and the rappers aren't rapping anymore. You know, they're more like singing, and the singers are more like rapping.
Yeah, it's melodies.
It's melodies.
It's melodies that sing, that makes you, you know, want to remember and sing along with it.
Mm-hmm.
The melodies, the shit that's really, for instance, the Feywild record, that's all melody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know one chick that doesn't sing along and love it. Like the dudes, it's like, I don't really know about it, but the record is catching. The record's
catching up, right?
The record's going, but it's all melody.
All melody. Where Chavis is rapping. He's spitting. It's a place for everything. It's a place now for everything, right?
100%.
You know, he'll probably fill up some venues. This ain't gonna be no big radio smash, but if you're just a hip hop advocate, you're gonna wanna sit and listen to him dissect them lyrics.
100%.
Right? Let us know what you think. 888-742-3345. We're gonna go to Nashville. Paul, what up?
What up?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm all good, Sway.
That's what's up. What do you think of that song?
Hey, that joint is a beater, bro.
Yeah,
that's a beater. Yeah, you ain't gonna hear that.
You gonna
be in the club,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely
dissect
them.
He killed
that right
quick. That's what's up, Paul. Thanks for your call. You're a citizen. Give it to him, Rich.
I'm
sway in the morning.
Hudson Valley, we got Link on the line. What up, Link?
Yo, what up,
Swat? What up, family? Man, that's what my girl called me, Link. Hey, so what you think of that song, man?
Such a breath of fresh air, man. I was calling, I lost the call, I had to call up again. Such a breath of fresh air. Somebody that's actually spitting. And like you said, not harmonizing and doing that auto-tune shit, you know?
All right.
Annoying.
All right. Link, you a citizen, man.
I'm sway in the morning.
Link having a good time, man. Hey, Charles, what up? You in Cali?
Yeah, what's good out here in Southern California? I'm here marinating, man. You know, that's why, you know, good.
What do you think of that song by Chavis Chapman?
That motherfucker was slapping, man. He's big fire, man. Real shit, though, man. You know, but was in these streets, you know, man, you know. Real shit.
That's what's up, Charles.
Real shit, that's what's up. Real shit. Yeah.
Okay.
The old new word. Yeah. New lingo.
Okay. Slapping. You gotta tune slapping. In, baby. I get you. You go. You know, download the app. Put it on your phone. Same 45, man. Yeah. Complain. All right. Next up is DJ Wonder.
All right, this dude named MREC. He's been around for a while. He has a website called Forbes DVD. You might know him from there. But this is featuring his new artist, China Black. Name's been used before, but
yeah, I was she not.
Cause my business is in a shop. Pop, 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 pop. about it. You got what it takes. Cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
Last night. Probably not for long or anything, but it just long enough to wet everything down a little bit. Slick up the roads.
Thank you.
ate a burrito yesterday that I think is strongly disagreeing with my stomach still. It's just,
lost my life, I has to fight, nigga. Lost my life, I hard times like God.
Sour stomach.
Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up, but if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
But I am gonna be alright. I think that's what this song is about, right?
Join a music meeting on SiriusXM.com/HipHopNation.
Intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they need. bright yellow motorcycle. With all the, like, saddlebag-looking stuff, and just, it was like one of those big, bulky motorcycles, not like a cool one. Wrestling last night.
Yo, this is the sanctuary for the classics. I'm trying to tell you this. This is Del, Sir Diesel. Listen in the backspin, baby.
Like, that tag team match was all right. Good, you know, kind of set the pace. Kevin Owens' match was real good. Some cool shit in there. And then the main event was good. I think it would have been more interesting if they had stuck with, you know, or if they hadn't reverse the ending or whatever, reverse the outcome, but you know, whatever. Again, you know.
crunch you like a jelly bean. I'm bad.
And then I didn't really care about the other matches. I don't, you know, that Intercontinental match could have been better than it was. It was not great. I didn't like it very much. But and I don't think Bo Dallas is interesting in any way, so, like, watching him wrestle, win or lose, just that. Get Cool J cookies. Like, what do I gotta, you know, it's like a corner store. I go to, only sold on Farmers Boulevard. Are they pink cookies in a plastic bag getting crushed by buildings?
Sway, put your first and last name, no pluses. If you got friends that want to come, put their first and last name. And then Troy Ivins going to perform live. D-Ray Davis is going to be there. Jen, the MC, the battle rapper, actually doing comedy now. He's going to do a stand-up.
Gosh, I hope it's racial.
Okay. Butterman is going to be there, our friend Butterman. And then we're working on a few more surprises.
Our friend Butterman.
Comic, like, crack on.
He does.
He's gonna do it?
Yeah, he does. He talks about Asian culture.
He gonna talk about Black culture? He got to.
That's hard to do when you're Asian.
But it's hard to do Asian even when you... See, nobody can get away with it.
Okay, you started to show off with an Asian joke.
I did.
Okay. All right, first of all, before you tell that joke, if you're an amateur comedian and you want to have a chance to step on that Caroline stage, which you know is the biggest, if not one of the biggest, if not the biggest comedy stages in Manhattan, in New York City, send us a comedy clip to partywithsway@gmail.com, and we're going to select a few people to have that lucky chance and maybe your big break. Go ahead, OQ.
OQ, you have a joke?
No.
Oh.
Okay. All right, before you tell that joke, Tracy, how can they reach you?
You can reach me on Twitter. You can reach me on Instagram at it's Tracy.
A lot of build-up for this joke. A lot of build-up for whatever this fucking joke's going to be. I bet it's a really good one.
Just go to soundcloud.com/she's beauty and
hit
me up at the happy hour, WHB, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, citizens, I told you, after the show, I am giving away 3 of the candles that you see on my Instagram. I'm giving away to the lucky subscribers at the happy hour. We have to be
what?
YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe. I'm giving them out at the end of the day.
Just giving away candles.
That's about 5 minutes from now. I'm at Real Sway on Twitter and Instagram. I'm looking for new followers. So go ahead and follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and go to Sway's Universe, and we'll have all these great videos that you, if you get a chance to hear us on the air, you'll be able to see the videos as well. And tomorrow's show, we got Damon John on here, founder of FUBU. And D-Ray Davis is going to come by and talk about the show Friday.
Come by tomorrow, too?
Yep.
Nice.
Okay, so, okay, turn the music down. We're going to end with Heather Beast.
No, Wanda's going to do the joke.
Happy, you gotta do it. It's too late.
No, I gave it away already.
No, but people who are listening now weren't listening at that time.
That's true.
All right, go ahead. Do the joke.
I'm gonna call this. She can't do that joke again. If y'all missed it, you got on demand.
SiriusXM.com/on demand.
In her place, I'll do a joke. My grandfather told me.
Okay.
This black guy.
And we have nothing. Yeah, it's great. That's good.
Traffic.
We're past the area where there's normally traffic, and now there's other traffic. That is double traffic.
This nigga kept his soul. The big news today.
What's that?
You didn't hear about it? No.
Well, Philadelphia was declared the most depressed city in the country today.
Oh, I did see that.
I just played a CBYCHSE on this like little BMW SUV thing. Somehow I doubt Chevy Chase is gonna be driving this motherfucker. Let's find out.
Says she loves heaven, never been with the legend. So I took her to my room and laid her down for a blessing. Said she was impressive, open to suggestion. Had to kick her out cause she asked too many questions. What's Ann like? What's Slug's favorite movie? Shot my load in her mouth and screamed, fuck you, Lucy. Bedroom, backseat, park bench, hotels. So much heaven, I know I'm going to hell. I said, oh lordy, I've been so dirty, so naughty. She looked me up and down and said, don't worry, you'll go shorty. Call me the gardener, I take care of the yard. Spending hours on the bushes and the flowers. Fuck shaving it, I like your little rainforest. Makes me wanna write a million songs with the same chorus. A piece of me will always be inside of you. You're so sweet, I'm gonna keep my eye on you. Come with me, let me show you what I like to do. Girl, let me break it down like a shotgun. A piece of me will always be inside of you.
Still have not gotten a good look.
I'm gonna keep my eye on you. Come with me, let me show
at
you
this,
what I like to
this
do.
Not Chevy Chase.
Girl, let me break it down like a shotgun. A piece of me will always be inside of you. You're so sweet, I'm gonna keep my eye on you. Come with me, let me show you what I like to do. Girl, let me break it down like a shotgun. A piece of me will always be inside of you. You're so sweet, I'm gonna keep my eye on you. Come with me, let me show you what I like to do. Girl, let me break it down like a shotgun.
team, crispy and clean. It's two niggas with two Glock 17s. I'm not give a fuck, cause you might catch a buck. You fucking with a nigga going crazy like Chuck. I'm a G tryna stay sucker free. The nigga black from the bio, never let's see. Test me when I'm on the jacket. When I was rolling deep, when it was time for some action. Now I'm acting, shit on the down low. Run yo ass out the motherfucking condo. And there's a bluebird on my shoulder, so I got to drop him to the street to run his bitch ass.
And there's a bluebird on my shoulder, can I kill it? And there's a bluebird on my shoulder, can I kill it? And there's a bluebird on my shoulder, can I kill it? And there's a bluebird on my shoulder, can I kill it?
This shit gets deeper and deeper. The deeper in this game that it get, it got these young niggas out the six. Letting loose on a nigga. Even if they figured you was bigger, they would still be your grave digger. My baby's getting older and her mama steady tripping. Send her mommies with my click and she be like, you make me sick. From rags to riches, now that a nigga don't fuck with no bitches. Started with a 50 clock, I'll sell their voters. A soldier, with a bluebird on the shoulder.
And there's a bluebird on my shoulder, can I kill it? And there's a bluebird on my shoulder, can I kill it? And there's a bluebird on my shoulder, can I kill it?
Peppers, but run, rock, ride.
Yeah. This is fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, put our hands together for yeah. $2.
Nope. Finally, some good quality tunes, you know, from a good quality band. This was like the hit. This was like the song, like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. His vape box, standing on the street vaping. That's what that guy was doing. Big time. Looking cool. Those are the ones, like the ones that are like, you know, cylinders, like something, you know, like a standard kind of smoking apparatus would be. Like, you know, whatever. It's but the ones that have like fucking, it's like you're holding a box with a nozzle at the end of it or something. It's like, what is that? What are you doing? Vape equipment should look like fucking future cigars, you know, like at most. That light up at the end all cool. Like it should look like something that the fucking, the bad guy from Mass Effect would fucking, like, the, would would have in his fucking weird room. So did they actually fucking prove that that shit is, like, super bad for you? Or is it just, like, one of those things where it's, like, it's not as... It's not good for you. I mean, you know, like, the thing everyone already knew. Like, hey, this shit's not... Certainly not good for you. It's not... Like, maybe it's killing you slightly less than regular cigarettes. Or it's killing you in a totally different way, just as bad. Or, you know, what... I don't know. Like Ray J, but they say you be on that conscious tip. Get your head right and get up on this conscious dick. I embody everything from the golly to the party. It's the way I was raised on the South Side Safari. So when I made it say. Like, I get that, you know, like, whatever, I think it's, like, cool, like, people, like, oh, you know, like, if it's less, you know, if it's less murderous, then, yeah, like, fucking switch to that and try to, you know, stop smoking regular cigarettes, because that shit is fucking, you know, they know what that shit does, it's not cool, shit, that shit ain't cool, and it's a hassle in a way that, like, vaping, like, it's a hassle to other people in a way that vaping often isn't, though still can be. My problem is that people just got all fucking amped about vape shit, and now they're just down this horrible fucking gear rabbit hole. Artisanal fucking vape juices and fucking bullshit. It's just fucking stupid. Like, the fucking people that are all like, we're standing together outside of a vape shop, all vaping at the same time to make a big cloud. It's like, no, fuck you. Like, you look like assholes. And you're actually, like, hurting your cause more than anything else. It's like, oh, look at these fucking dicks. Anyway, there you go. I'm at the office. Don't vape. Don't smoke either. Problem solved, right?